Gareth, everybody!
Gareth? Why have you got showbiz sunglasses on today?
Well, I was feeling quite rock and roll today, so...
Yeah. Has it all gone to your head already?
The fame.
I haven't had anything yet.
You might get papped by Heat magazine outside ready.
Yeah, well, I got a text this morning saying that the Chard Neilminster News are after me, so...
They are, they've sent me they sent me an email. What is it, the Chard and Neilminster News?
Yeah, that's right,
it's
yeah.
The local paper.
Mm.
They want a story and they want a picture of you.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. How's that make you feel?
It's not that special, really, is it? It's a bit of a leaflet, the old Chard Neilminster News.
Right, we're going to try and find out a bit more about you now, okay? As one of the three finalists on One Night with Laura. One of you will win this prize to go to Paris this weekend and be Laura's new boyfriend. Right, do you recognise this voice?
It's a pain in the ass getting him up in the morning, though. He just doesn't do mornings. And he said about doing a breakfast show. He's like, oh my God, how am I going to do that?
Who's that?
Sheldon.
Okay, Sheldon, how long have you known him for?
Quite a while.
So you don't do mornings then, really?
No, not very well. But who does, eh?
Yeah, I know.
Apart from you, Scott, obviously.
That's right. Okay, let's have a bit more from Sheldon.
He's got a company car, which it's just a Volkswagen Golf GTI. He doesn't actually call it the Golf, he calls it the UDE, Ultimate Driving Experience.
So it's the UDE Ultimate Driving Experience.
Well, that's what it is.
Right. And that's your company car?
Yeah.
Can I ask you what you do for a job?
I'm a systems manager.
What's that? Is that big in computers?
Right, because yeah. I've had some emails and some texts saying that you're actually a very competent computer programmer and general whiz.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yeah, it's all true.
And we are astonished.
Why? It's
well, just... we were astonished, first of all, that you got a job. Then we're astonished that you have a job with a car. And thirdly, then when we found out what
it's
you did...
Golf
we...
GTI!
I know!
Check it.
It's a UDE.
So, behind this slightly drunk facade...
Well, it's not my fault everyone's trying to make me out to be some sort of alcoholic, is it?
You did that well yourself.
Why was?
Right, I've got some more here from Sheldon.
Yeah, staying at a mate's of his house, he got up and got lost and peed in the kitchen sink, and his mate's dad wasn't very happy. His mate's dad was a vicar as well.
So you peed in a vicar's sink?
No, he's got that wrong.
We've all done it.
His dad in a vicar. And it was his uncle that caught me.
Right. But you still did the weeing in the sink?
I was asleep at the time. People have killed people in their sleep.
That's true. When you put it like that, you haven't done anything wrong.
Right, can you tell me, I've got an email from, well, a few emails from various different friends and people that know you, right? Can you clear up the thing about dressing up as a Mexican? What's that?
Well, I just get so bored.
So, give me one experience of when you've dressed up as a Mexican.
Maybe one time. I've got quite a lot of hats. I wear those occasionally.
What about when you went into a shoe shop and tried to find a slipper in purple and gold, and then into a jeweller's asking them to replace a gold lamp that you'd lost? Have you done that?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
We went in this hat shop, and they were selling loads of crazy hats, and I found a genie hat, so I just sort of wore it around Exeter for a bit.
Do you also hide in sheds in DIY stores, waiting for people to open the door to jump out and surprise them?
Now, that's a classic.
But you do that. In pet shops, do you also get into the enclosures with pets? And have you once shut somebody's son in a dog kennel?
I don't know. Have I?
According to what I have in front of me.
But yeah, it's possible.
I'm getting the impression that you do get really bored and you need new things all the time to entertain you and interest you.
Yeah, I like to keep busy.
Right, so Gareth, before you go, let me ask you about your fellow finalists. What do you think about Shep?
He's all right, I suppose. He's the enemy. Yeah. How could anyone like the enemy?
But what, does he come across to you as a genuine guy?
No comment.
Okay. What about, Ben?
Ooh. That's good, I like that bit. Yeah. No, he seems very conservative. The lovable goon, I suppose.
So do you think you've got this in the bag? Do you think you're going to win this, or what?
Not at all, I don't know. I have no idea, really. Who knows?
Tell us, Gareth, before you go today, why people should vote for you.
Because if I win, then I get to go on holiday with Laura, and that'll be amazing. I reckon it'd be quite interesting, actually.
Why?
Because she seems quite a bit mental. So, yeah, okay. I reckon it'd be a good laugh.
All right, listen, Gareth, thank you very much for joining us today. One of the finalists for One Night with Laura. We'll find out on Friday when you decide who the winner will be. Thanks, Gareth.
Thank you, Scott. It's been a pleasure.
It's been great. One Night with Laura. One Night with Laura. Only on Radio 4.